Flushing prescriptions down the drain has led to water contamination in 30 states, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and having unwanted medication in the home can lead to theft. There are organized municipal and private drug collection efforts, but federal laws on controlled substances make them costly and complicated. During a U.S. Senate committee hearing he chaired, Senator Herb Kohl asked Drug Enforcement Agency Deputy Assistant Joseph Ranazzisi how consumers, nursing homes, and others can get rid of prescription drugs when the options are limited.
We understand that there's going to be a nationwide day of disposal later this year for Americans who want to do away with their leftover drugs. Can you tell us something about that?
We are planning a nationwide take-back day. We're working out the details right now. It would be premature for me to announce it. But we will have a nationwide take-back day. It'll be done in cooperation and in coordination with our law enforcement partners, community groups, coalitions.
Cole says long-term solutions are needed so that disposal is convenient and consistently available. He called on the DEA to find a middle ground in its regulations so that drugs don't get into the wrong hands, but also allow people to safely dispose of old medication. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.